It's 4 minutes past 10 o'clock, and I want to thank some listeners who dropped me a line. I heard from Joe and Vernon, who said, he says, I love Maria Muldaur. I also heard from Teal in Bay City, the woman that has a group that gets together to do some stitching and drinking. They call themselves Drink and Stitch, except she says, tonight, I'm being lazy. I'm just drinking. I like it. Teal, great sense of humor. I do appreciate that. Mark and Alpina sent me an LP cover photo of Victoria Spivey with young Bob Dylan, and I appreciate that. I remember that photo from many years ago. Heard from Kelly in St. John's, who thinks it is a good idea for me to celebrate the 33 and a third year anniversary in August. She likes that idea. And I also heard from Keith in Millington, who, of course, loves the pre-war blues, and he's enjoying the music tonight. And I heard from another Keith, this one from Saginaw, and he says, sitting back and enjoying another show with he's got a book on his lap and a beverage in his hand, enjoying the blues. And I do appreciate that to both Keiths. And I also heard from Arlene up in Eastport, and she's got pulling in the signal from Harbor Springs and enjoying the Maria Muldaur. I appreciate you dropping me a line. And I heard from John in Saginaw, who loved hearing Curtis Salgado on Hell in a Handbasket just a moment ago. I appreciate that. Well, it's now 6 minutes past 10 o'clock, and I got a request from a listener in Austin, Texas. Her name is Cynthia, and she actually sent me this request about a week and a half ago, but I told her I was taking last Sunday night off. I did, so I said I'll spin it for you tonight. She recently had a get-together with another mutual friend of ours, Amy, who designed the most recent two Juke Joint t-shirts. She's the one that designed it with the radio tower on it and the current one with the Gibson guitar on it. She and Amy got together for a cruise, and apparently on board they heard a Tyrone Davis tune, so let me turn to a couple of tunes from Tyrone Davis. He spent quite a few years living in Saginaw, by the way. Let's go back to 1968. Actually, both of these tunes reached number one on the R&B charts. Here's Tyrone Davis, Can I Change My Mind?
Didn't bat an eye as I packed my bags to leave. I thought she would start to cry. I sit around my room and weep. But you're the girl. She fooled me this time. She acted like I was the last thing on her mind. I would like to start all over again. Baby, can I change my mind? I just wanna change my mind. Baby, let me change my mind. As I took those steps toward that open door, knowing all the time, oh Lord, I just didn't want to go. But she didn't give me no sign, nothing that would make me change my mind. I would like to start all over again. Baby, can I change my mind? I just wanna change my mind. Oh, I played my games many times before, but peoples, let me tell y'all,
reached the door. But ooh, the wind is howl tonight. I keep looking back, but my baby's not in sight. I would like to start all over again. Baby, can I change my mind? Please, 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 baby.
For Cynthia in Austin, Texas, listening online, that was Tyrone Davis on a pair of tunes. We opened up with her suggestion, Can I Change My Mind? And we concluded with Turn Back the Hands of Time. That second tune was number one on the R&B charts in the spring of 1970. I drove a delivery van all over Los Angeles County back in the early 1970s, and I was often listening to AM and FM radio, and it was I remember Tyrone Davis on those hits. Well, let's see. I'm going to turn to something completely different. I'm going to debut a new CD from Jimi Hendrix. Of course, Hendrix died back in 1970 at the age of 27, but he had a whole lot of recordings in the vault, and his daughter Janie has been helping Eddie Kramer produce some releases from the great Jimi Hendrix, who many feel is one of the all-time great guitarists. Well, here he is on a new CD. I'm going to debut this for you now. It's called Both Sides of the Sky. It's on the Experience Hendrix Legacy label. And let's open up with a tune that was recorded in 1969 with the Band of Gypsies, Billy Cox on bass and Buddy Miles on the drums, and Hendrix, of course, on vocals and guitar, on Lover Man.
Here it comes. out your window, baby. Be by as best as I can. We'll be right back.
Jimi Hendrix on guitar on that instrumental titled Sweet Angel, previously unreleased track from 1968. Prior to that, we heard him with Billy Cox and Buddy Miles, the Band of Gypsies, as they were dubbed. In 1969, we opened with Lover Man. We'll hear more from Hendrix in the coming weeks. It's always exciting to get something new from Jimmy. It's 10:21 and a half. My name is Robert Barclay, the Duke of Jukes. Been in the blues for you on Sunday nights. Let's return to some more from my featured artist at the Juke Joint tonight, Maria Muldaur. Andy over in Bay City suggested that I play this track. Maria has recorded this on numerous occasions over the years, and she continues to perform it. I heard her sing it both at the Arc and at the Wheatland Festival back in 2005. And it's a very, very cool tune. I think you're going to like it. It's titled, Don't You Feel My Leg?
Don't you feel my leg? Don't you feel my leg? 'Cause if you feel my leg, you're gonna feel my thigh. If you feel my thigh, you'll wanna go up high. So don't you feel my leg? Don't you buy no ride? Don't you buy? Cause if you buy me right, you're gonna get me high. If you get me high, you'll get a big surprise. So don't you buy no ride. You say you take me dancing, buy me gin and wine, but I'm no different, you got something else on your mind. You say we ball and have a good time, but what I got is mine, oh mine. Don't you feel my leg? Don't you feel my leg? 'Cause if you feel my leg, oh God, you're gonna wanna feel my thigh. If you feel my thigh, you'll wanna go up high. So don't you feel my
Don't You Feel My Leg? That was Maria Muldaur on a tune written by and originally performed by Blue Lou Barker out of New Orleans with her husband Danny Barker on the guitar. But that was a live version several decades after Blue Lou Barker recorded it. And that was recorded in San Francisco back in 1973, and it was originally a live broadcast on KSAN Radio in San Francisco. Well, here is Maria talking about Blue Lou Barker. Barker and Blue Lou Barker, two giants from New Orleans. Did you ever have a chance to see Blue Lou Barker?
Oh, yeah. Dr. John brought me her song, Don't You Feel My Leg, and which I did on my first solo album that had, you know, Midnight at the Oasis on it. The record company said, well, we can't find, do you have any idea how to get in touch with them? Because we were trying to get, you know, when my album went gold and sold a million copies and so forth, they wanted to get them the royalties. And they said, the publisher says they're deceased, and, you know, and Dr. John says, the hell they are, you know. So he hooked us up with them, and they got, you know, they got their royalties. And so the first time, it wasn't the first time ever, but the first time I was in New Orleans touring behind that record, they came out to see me and to thank me. And they were just so darling. They took us to the French Quarter and gave us soft-shell crabs. And he was still... I tell you, we became very good friends, and they had my gold record up on their wall, and he still, Danny Barker had played with Cab Calloway and all the early jazz greats, and he was not only a great banjo and guitar player, but a great raconteur, and so I would see them every time I came to town, which was a lot, and so, you know, Don't You Feel My Leg, I still do it in performance, and people still love it. I've recorded it several times, and people never seem to get sick of it. So it's, you know, back in those days, songs were suggestive more than bludgeoning you over the head with overly explicit lyrics. You know, it just was more playful, and I kind of think sexier, you know, definitely sexier than just the overly graphic lyrics that today... But I got to tell you about Blue Lou and Danny just recently both passed away. Danny a few years before Blue Lou, and they were married for over 64 years. And it was just a real inspiration for me to know a couple that were still in love in their late 80s, you know.
Well, let's turn to Blue Lou Barker on vocals, her husband Danny's on guitar. Both of these tracks were recorded for the Apollo label in 1946. And let's open up with Buy Me Some Juice.
Buy me some juice and give me a deuce, and we can have a ball. Buy me some juice and give me a deuce, and we can have a ball. When times were good, I wouldn't drink gin. I wouldn't speak to you until you gave me a fin. So buy me some juice and give me a deuce, and we can have a ball. Buy me some juice and give me a deuce, and we can have a ball. Buy me some juice and give me a deuce, and we can have a ball. I need some cash, I'm in the red. I'll give you a bargain, serve your breakfast in bed. So buy me some juice and give me a deuce, and we can have a ball all night, Daddy. And we can have a ball. I'm not no square, I've been everywhere. I don't want your bankroll, just what you can spare. It's cold in the street, my shoe soles are beat. I'm a junkie with a habit, ain't had nothing to eat. So buy me some juice and give me a deuce, and we can have a ball all night, Daddy. And we can have a ball. got to show it to me, baby. And I don't mean maybe, if you wanna keep your mama hanging around. You got to show it to me, baby. Make me want it till I'm crazy. That $100 bill you're toting around. You say you wanna be my honey. That will cost you money. Let's get some juice, ring doorbells and clown. You got to spend it on me, baby. It's the truth, I don't mean maybe. That $100 bill you're toting around. If you keep it in your pocket, you're gonna wear it out. Change that bill to fins and Starbucks, and daddy, take me out. You get your money's worth and over, and that's without a doubt. And I'll teach you what love and finance is all about. You say you want a romance with the stuff that's in your pants. You won't take your fingers off it. You're afraid to take a chance. You got to show it to me, baby. Make me want it till I'm crazy. That $100 bill you're toting around. That $100 bill you're toting around. The stuff that's in your pants, you won't take your fingers off it. You're afraid to take a chance. You got to show it to me, baby. Make me want it till I'm crazy. That $100 bill you're toting around. That $100 bill you're toting around.
And that was one of Memphis, or rather, one of Maria Muldaur's favorites, Blue Lou Barker from 1946, a tune titled You Gotta Show It To Me, Baby. And that was written by her husband, Danny, a guitarist. And we opened up with Blue Lou Barker on Buy Me Some Juice. I'm going to turn to one more tune from Maria Muldaur, but first I want to air this, what I found to be just a humorous little thing as we, Maria and I, were settling in to tape an interview at the Wheatland Festival. She had just gotten a new tour bus, and we're settling in.
Oh, and that one too, and now, but now I'm happy. Okay, all right, so let's do it.
Well, you know, this is, it's just after midnight right now. It's September 11th. That's my birthday. I'm 55 today.
Well, I'm... It's September 12th now.
No, it's September 11th.
Oh, September 11th. Well, September 12th is my birthday.
Is that right?
Yeah, but I ain't telling you how old I am.
No, I'll have to look that one up, won't I?
Yeah, you will. But if you tell, I'll have to kill you.
Oh, yeah. So I didn't dare tell you how old she was. She's in the same neighborhood, same generation as Bob Dylan, John Hammond, and numerous other musicians. So, let's turn to one more tune from Maria, and I will do a Maria Muldaur feature part two down the line a bit, maybe in another month or so. We'll get back to her, and I've also got to get back to part two of my interview with Curtis Salgado. He's got some more stories to tell, but here is Maria in 2001, and she's doing a Memphis mini tune. She's got slide guitar master Roy Rogers, not the cowboy, not the singing cowboy. This is a slide guitar master Roy Rogers, and they're doing Memphis Minnie's Me and My Chauffeur Blues. Thank you.
these other girls, to be riding these other girls around. Well, I'm gonna steal me a pistol, shoot my chauffeur down.
Yeah, that's a wonderful CD from Maria Muldaur. She does three or four Memphis mini tunes on this CD on the Stony Plain label from 2001. It's called Richland Woman Blues. And she's even got her old friend from the Lovin' Spoonful, John Sebastian, on a track or two on this. And she's also got some other guests, Alvin Youngblood Hart, Angela Straley, and Tracy Nelson. Ron and Taj Mahal and Ernie Hawkins and Bonnie Raitt, they're all on. Everybody loves Maria, so they want to sit in on her recordings. Like I said, we'll come back to another feature, part two, on Maria Muldaur. A couple of weeks ago, I debuted the new CD from the Nick Moss Band, and it's titled The High Cost of Low Living. And with on this release, he has the great New Jersey harp player Dennis Grunling blowing some fine harp. And let's turn to a couple of tracks from this disc. And we're going to open up with something titled Tight Grip on Your Leash. We'll be right back.
baby, please just come back home. My heart beats like a hammer, and tears fall like rain. You can hear me screaming loud as a horse insane. I say, ooh, baby, what have I done? When I'm begging you, little girl, baby, please come home. This is what happened this morning. I had a little talk last night with my old granddad. Got me to thinking that it was too damn sad. So I called my Uncle Jim. He called his cousin Jack.
With Dennis Grunling blowing on the harp, that was Nick Moss on guitar and vocals on a tune titled Note on the Door. And in front of that, we heard them on Tight Grip on Your Leash. That's on the Alligator label. Well, I've got a few more emails that came in, kind of from all over the place. I just heard from Mr. Charlie, who remembers, and he's down in the Keys, and he remembers going to the same show that I saw, Sippy Wallace and Josh White Jr., and Warner Auditorium, as it was then called back in 1980, and he remembers what a great show that was. I also heard from Richard in Minneapolis, listening to the show as we're streaming around the world. Appreciate the note, Richard. Matt, listening from Bakersfield, California, and he has done blues radio in the past as well, down in Texas. I heard from Dan, listening online from Hawaii, in Halualoa, Hawaii. I think I pronounced it correctly. And he is a former Michigan resident, now living in Hawaii. And I also heard from a listener named Rob in Grand Island, Nebraska. He said, not much blues out here, but he used to live in Grayling for 18 years, and he was a regular listener of the show. And he said he tries to listen whenever he can online. And who else? I also heard from Richard and Vicky in Redmond, Oregon. And he said they heard Maria Muldaur singing Don't You Feel My Leg at the New Orleans Jazz and Heritage Festival. I assume it was Maria's version, or it might have been Blue Lou Barker's version as well. So, thanks to everyone for dropping me a line. I certainly do appreciate you taking the time. 52 minutes past 10 o'clock. I got time for two more tunes. We're going to debut the new CD from Sue Foley. It's called The Ice Queen. It's on Stony Plain Records, and here she is with Jimmy Vaughn on guitar, The Lucky Ones.
They never saw us coming. They didn't know of our plan.
We struck right up from behind and stole it right from.
That a traveling Jane. I warned him twice before. I had my knife and I went insane. And the rest, you ought to know.
Baby, don't go yet. It's only 11:45.
Concluded with Sue Foley from her new CD titled The Ice Queen, and we heard a track titled Send Me to the Electric Chair, an old Bessie Smith tune from the 1920s. That's about it for the Juke Joint. Had a great time spinning the blues for you. Hope you had a good time listening. I'll be back in this spot with another 3 hours of the blues next Sunday night. And until then, this is Robert Barclay, and I'll see you on the flip side.